Along Rashid Street in central Baghdad, just behind a row of bookshops, writers and intellectuals gather to talk politics at Al-Zahawi Tea House. It's been a Baghdad institution since 1892. NPR's Guy Raz stopped in to find out what they're talking about these days.
The walls inside Al-Zahawi Tea House haven't been painted in a century. Generations of tobacco smokers have left their mark on the yellowing interior. Some men play backgammon, others stare into the distance, but everyone, nearly every single man here, sucks on a long tube attached to a water pipe.
There is no better place than this one. They smoke, they have hubble bubble like this, they drink it. It's not available everywhere you go, this, only in certain cafes.
Safad Adin is a retired lawyer. He shows up at noon every day and passes the afternoon hours with his friends here.
Most of them are professors in universities, graduates of foreign universities, even from American England.
He and his friends have been meeting here for years. Safad knows everyone inside the cramped tea house. There isn't a free seat available. And there's an unwritten rule here. Al-Zahawi is only for special kinds of men.
For writers, poets, for gathering of all educated people.
Yusuf Ayub is the owner. Someone in his family's sat at the till here since 1892.
Although there is no electricity or water these days, people still come here day in, day out, because really there is little else to do. So people come here to talk and hang out and discuss issues.
The tea house was originally called Café Midan, but it was renamed in 1936 in honor of a regular who died, poet Jamal al-Zahawi. It's always been a spot for talking politics. In years past, it may have been about the First World War or the British occupation, or, very carefully, about the former regime. Now the topic of the day is simply referred to as the situation.
People are complaining of shortage of benzene, shortage of medical, shortage of foods. Transportation is very difficult. Salaries are not paid. So what to do now? For more than 2 months, there is no salaries for officials.
Retired diplomat Jafar Hayib says they've all got gripes, but at least they can talk about them. Under Saddam's rule, none of the men dared openly criticize the ruler.
I was even afraid to say these things in front of my wife or my kids. Maybe they'd repeat it and someone would come and kill me. If we sat here together and we saw a stranger, we'd keep our voice very, very low if we wanted to talk politics.
The voices aren't low this afternoon. In fact, it's hard to get a word in edgewise. All the men gathered seem to have answers. Create an Iraqi government, says one. Rebuild the army, says another. Kick the Americans out, adds one man. Keep them here, insists another. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.